The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this episode are that of the guest and host and do not necessarily reflect the values of sponsors or other associated organizations. Welcome to the Parental Compass by Family Education and Support Services. I am your host, Bobby Williams. I'd like to again take a moment to encourage you to please subscribe to the show. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, everything lets you do it. So please subscribe. Today we're talking about cyberbullying. It's an often unspoken issue that can have severe impacts on a young person's mental health. Here to share some knowledge with us is Mark Grohman. Mark teaches about internet privacy at Georgetown Law School and was the senior internet privacy advisor in the Obama administration. He knows what he's talking about. Let's dive in.
With cyberbullying in general is a real challenge today for parents and for kids and for teachers and society at large. And it's because there are so many different forms of cyberbullying, which is part of your point, where it could be very clear and obvious that you are being targeted maybe on your Instagram page or your Facebook page, or it could be less obvious where it's taking place in a group chat. And there are things that are being said maybe about you without using your name, or you're excluded. But that can be just as hurtful, just as harmful, and have really serious ramifications for a kid who's experiencing that online.
How large scale of a problem is this? Is this something half of young people are facing? Is this one in 10?
There are many different studies that have been done, surveys, research, in all different ways. The numbers that I have read with some consistency are about 30% of teenagers in the U.S. experience or report experiencing some kind of harassment or bullying or threats online. And that is really an alarming number and something that we should be thinking about seriously.
It's tough because there's just no reprieve. You know, I remember getting bullied and it's like, well, I'm at home now, but it's 24/7 bullying then.
That is exactly why cyberbullying can be so harmful to teenagers. Because, you know, we think about it, right? I go back to no cell phones in school. You know, if you had a bad day or you were being bullied, you were home and you were safe. But now, because kids have their devices 24/7 and they're often actually literally in bed with their phone or their laptop, whatever it is, the online bullying can be 24/7. It can follow you into your home and your bedroom, which should be the safest place for you. And yet, because it's online and because it's continuing, that vulnerability follows you home.
You mentioned 30% of young people report being harassed. My guess is it's probably more than 30%. And when you're in your teenage years, you don't often want to come to your parents with your problems. Are there any tells for if a young person's being cyberbullied?
So that is a really good point, that very often teenagers don't want to come to their parent or teacher or to an authority figure and share the stories. And that is something that we need to really be concerned about and watch, because really serious bullying can have serious mental health consequences, everything from low self-esteem and anxiety and stress, all the way up to serious depression and, frankly, suicide. And so we want to watch for clues that our kids are dealing with something online or offline that is having some kind of significant mental health impact on them, and looking for, those kinds of behaviors. I'm not the expert on what we want to look for, but I would say that in general, it depends on the age of your kid. And that is true for all issues around technology, how you want to handle technology with your middle schooler when they first get the phone, right through high school, will evolve as they get older. but you want to know where they are online. You want to understand what accounts they have, and you want to look for concerns around their online behavior and how they're reacting or engaging.
Is it fair to be like, I get access to these accounts, or is that a privacy violation, say for a high schooler?
There are a variety of tools and parental controls and applications that parents can use, and you can install it on your child's device, you can install it on your device, and it will give you various options for monitoring their online activity, ranging from simply how much time do they have or how much time are they on their device, to restricting the kinds of content or the kinds of applications they can use, all the way up to actually looking at the content and looking at the texts and the communications that they're having on various platforms. It's the full range, and there are different options. What I would say is that for parents is to consider, first of all, the age of your child. And I think that's important with how you handle those kinds of controls. I also believe that you should communicate with your child about what kind of controls are in place. So I know that some parents put the applications on their phone and don't tell the kids. I think having that honest conversation about the fact that there is some monitoring actually is important to communicate, and to, over time, maybe you have less monitoring and you talk to them about that. But what it really comes down to also is the kind of behavior and concerns you're seeing. And so if you are starting to get alarmed, or believe there are certain risks, or you're told by some other adult that you believe there might be risks, it may be appropriate to install that kind of software if you haven't done it previously, just to get an understanding of, is there a real concern? But I do want to say that there are privacy issues, that adolescents and teenagers do have a sense of privacy. But as parents, we do have an obligation to protect them and help them out and be concerned about their safety. So that kind of online privacy for a kid, in my view, is not absolute, but it should still be respected.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of something can look for keywords or monitor without you having to read through everything. So you realize your child is being cyberbullied. What's the next step then? Do you go to the school? Do you talk to someone else? How do you navigate that?
Well, again, it really depends on the kind of cyberbullying we're talking about. What are the nature of the threats or the harassment or the insults? How serious is it? Do we know who is doing it? Is it, in fact, a classmate from school? Is it someone who's not related to school, or kids from a different community, right? So starting to get that kind of understanding is important. What platform are you on? What platform is your child on? And how is this engagement taking place? So some fact gathering, if you can, would be really important to try and get that initial understanding of what is the cyberbullying that is taking place, would be the first thing. Second, in some cases, you might want to document it, which might mean a screenshot or a recording to have evidence or proof of what is taking place. It may not be necessary, but you may want to have it, depending on how you're going to approach it. In particular, if it's taking place in a group chat, having some context for what's going on around the particular statements often becomes very important. And so just sending or having that one sentence may not be helpful, but you want more context. And also the first step is to talk to your child and to understand, what is your child's concern? How does it make your child feel? Are they concerned? What is the harm that they are experiencing, and what outcome are they looking for? You want to understand that as well, before you as a parent try and take any step, and to think through what are the consequences of taking a step. But if it is a serious cyberbullying, it is ongoing, it is persistent, it is pernicious and having an impact on your child, then you really do need to take some kind of next step with your kid and with other adults.
It makes me think, as you're talking about how you could screenshot something, but maybe your child was harassing the other person beforehand, and then they're just screenshotting the retaliatory part, or context is important there. What about if you think your child is being a cyberbully themselves?
So about, you know, again, I don't know how many kids would admit this, but I think it was something 15 or 20% of kids have admitted to being a cyberbully at some point. And I think that, first of all, this goes to how we parent in a digital age and what we tell our children when we give them that first device. And I know we often call it your first phone, but these aren't phones. We are giving them very sophisticated mobile computers. And when we do that, we want to talk to them about the proper etiquette in the online world and not checking your values or your ethics when you go online and not thinking it's anonymous. If you wouldn't do it offline, don't do it online. And always treat people with respect in any environment or any social media platform. And we want to make sure that we start with that. And we encourage our kids to have that kind of behavior. But I would hope that parents do actively engage if you discover that your child is engaging in whether active cyberbullying or hurting someone's feelings, or it's one action, that we would take a step to intervene or talk to our kid. The unfortunate reality that I've seen play out in too many cases is that the parents of the kids who are cyberbullying simply don't care, don't take action, don't think it's a problem, think that your kid is a wimp, that boys will be boys, that you should buck up and suck it up. And I am shocked at how often I hear about that kind of reaction from a parent. And I find it very disappointing that a parent won't step up when they know that some other child is hurting or in some kind of distress.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right that sometimes that extends to adults too. Like maybe you talk to the school, say your child just has some disability that makes them annoying to people or something, and then you go to the school with it and they already have kind of a distaste for your child. And it's just like the oppression of a young person can be so layered.
Well, I think that what we want to acknowledge is how challenging the issue of cyberbullying can be for schools and for educators. This is not simple, and parents are often distressed or disappointed when we talk about this. But the fact is, schools, principals, educators cannot and do not have the bandwidth to try and manage the scope of digital issues that kids are dealing with today. And in so many cases where there is cyberbullying of some sort, it doesn't really involve the school. It's not taking place on school premises. It's not on school issued devices or a school platform. It may not even be kids from the school. And so parents will often go up or to the school hoping for some kind of affirmative steps or action to be taken to help the kid. And I think you will find many parents would tell you the schools simply do not respond. They don't have the bandwidth or the resources to take on every complaint of cyberbullying. It's concerning, but I'm sympathetic because the schools have so many issues on their plate and there are so many instances of cyberbullying that it just wouldn't be possible. And that's why we really need parents to have a role. We need to train our kids and educate them. Schools certainly have a role, but we cannot expect schools to be available and able to intervene and address and solve any cyberbullying case because they simply don't.
We've talked about this a little before, but it seems like the obvious answer would be just block them. But then it's also, if you block the person bullying you, they might still be talking about you, and then you're not in the know of what's being said, which could be even worse. But it's just seems so hard to get them to block their bullies.
Right. So it depends on the platform, but it's an excellent question. And I've asked teenagers this actually about when they've experienced cyberbullying, why don't you on your platform block that individual or not engage or whatever the tool is, right? But the fact is that it sounds easy to adults, but for adolescents, they don't make this big distinction between the online world and in real life. It is their world. And blocking someone or shutting off your account is actually for them a lot more personal and somehow more difficult, right? So adolescents don't have a fully developed right, brain yet. And it seems obvious to us, but it's not to them very often. It's not the solution that they want. And sometimes it won't solve it. But even when it seems like an obvious step, it's not something that a lot of adolescents or teenagers will do.
It sounds like from a lot of what you're saying, it's tough to really get to the bully and do much to get them to stop just because of the nature of the internet. So maybe the main focus just goes to supporting your child and helping them through this situation. Do you agree with that?
It depends on the context. It depends on the severity of the cyberbullying. But the reality is, I'm aware of many cases where parents were not able to resolve the situation. The cyberbullying continued. The schools were not able to offer assistance. And in fact, kids transferred schools because the cyberbullying became so severe and it was unbearable for the kid. And there was no quick, easy solution through any particular route. And that's disappointing. So it can be challenging. But on the other hand, in many cases, there are ways to remedy it, to address it. And a really big part, and I want to emphasize this, I didn't say it enough, is trying to be a parent who has that line of communication with your child, being someone who talks about what they're doing online, tries to understand the platforms they're on, the way they communicate online. Is it group chats? Is it social media? Who else is online? Because that would help, right? Let your kid teach you, let your kid educate you about their online world and what they see. And hopefully that can lead to a dialogue and you can help sort of nip some of the issues earlier than later when possible. But it is very difficult. And I don't want to underestimate that. And in some cases, when it's very severe, you may actually need legal recourse.
Do you have a success story of when things were feeling grim for a young person and they're really being cyberbullied and they came out on the other side being okay?
Well, I think most kids come out on the other side and they're okay. So I don't want to suggest otherwise. I think that varying degrees of bullying is part of adolescence and it's part of growing up and it's part of learning how to navigate social relationships. Bullying is not new, right? But cyberbullying is new. And it means that we need to educate ourselves and be aware of how it occurs and how we can best help our kids. In most cases, your kid will come out on the other side and they will be just fine. But we want to know when that's happening. We want to be a resource. Let your kid know you're there. You support them. There's a safe space. And work with them. But by and large, our kids do get through it. But we want to make life for our teenagers, given all the things going on with teenagers today, and I would suggest that it's more difficult being a teenager today than when I grew up. We want to be there for them and guide them through and this you know, the world of cyberbullying when it occurs. And take them seriously, right? When your child expresses a concern about something happening online, you know, you might not think of this as being cyberbullying, but being excluded from a group chat, right, is really hurtful to a teenager. It can have significant impact on self-esteem and self-confidence and image. When that occurs, right, don't ignore it. Try and dive in and figure out, well, what is occurring? Why? Why are kids ganging up and blocking a kid?
Mark, are there any resources you can leave us with?
Absolutely. There are great resources, and I would highly encourage parents to take the time to look at the resources and get educated. One is cyberbullying.org, which has resources on all these topics, and they're for parents, kids, and educators. Another one I like is the Family Online Safety Institute. Their website is fosi.org, F-O-S-I.org. Common Sense Media is an organization that has a wealth of information about all of the platforms and technologies that your kids are on, including information about cyberbullying. That's commonsensemedia.org. And another one is Boston Children's Hospital has a wellness lab that focuses on how our kids interact with the digital world. And so that's digital wellness, digitalwellnesslab.org.
Thank you so much, Mark. You're on our highlight reel of guests, and we really appreciate you taking the time today.
Well, if we can help even one family or one kid, then I think we've done a great thing, and I appreciate you addressing this important topic.
Thank you, Mark Grohman, Senior Internet Privacy Advisor to Obama. This has been The Parental Compass by Family Education and Support Services. I am Bobby Williams. Leave us a review. It helps us a lot. We'll catch you next episode. Peace.